101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network Station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Takes the snap, rush on. Rodgers looks, lost, right side, Devontae. He's got it! Inside the 25, down he goes! At the 21, he tackled inbounds by Lattimore. They beat him on a huge pass play down to the 21-yard line. Timeout taken by Aaron Rodgers.
Wayne, I thought we'd start with the one highlight. We got a first down that one time.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, I wish I had some brilliant analysis that could explain what happened yesterday, but I just don't. And it was shocking to watch it unfold.
You know, how big of a factor is this whole, we can't play any plays in the preseason because we're deathly afraid of getting anybody hurt? How big of a factor does something like that have on a game opening the season?
Well, you know, that's going to be the narrative this week, I think. You can talk radio and everything else and on social media. It already started to be, I saw yesterday, some of that narrative. You know, Murph, it's philosophy. It's different. I don't know how much more prepared would they have been had they played a few snaps in the preseason, maybe a series or two series. Teams handle it differently. The Rams, they don't play their starters at all in the preseason, and they went out and won a football game last night over the Bears. So that's hard to determine. I understand where the coaches are, and I understand that you can't practice and prepare your team for a season the way we saw teams prepared 20, 30, 40 years ago, okay? If you did that, you would blow up your team. In the world of bigger, faster, stronger, you would blow up your team and lose it on the practice field. So the alternative is to come out and you play, you don't play in the preseason, then you come out, and sometimes it works. Last year, nobody had preseason, and the Packers played real well early in the year. This was just one of those games, I think, and we just don't know. We're hoping it's an aberration, but we're going to find out in the next few weeks.
Is there any chance that we're all waking up this morning and we realize it really is a 16-game regular season and that one doesn't count?
That would be nice. You know what I mean? Let's just take that first game away and start new. You know,
but it's just such a bad look.
You know, it's not that the Packers lost that game. I mean, the Saints are an excellent football organization, a well-coached team. I mean, you know, you talk about the offensive minds in the NFL. It's Andy Reid. It's Sean Payton. Everyone else comes afterward. And that's my opinion. And that's I understand there are a lot of great young coaches in this league, off the Shanahan and McVay tree and all that stuff. There are a lot of great coaches. But those two guys, they know how to get it done. And I thought New Orleans was just really sharp and prepared. And you've got to, sometimes you have to tip your cap to a team like that.
I just don't know either if I'm a big fan of the whole, you know, the press conference after the game, this is the kick in the butt we need. Like, it's the first game of the season. Why do you need a kick in the butt right? The first game of the season? I'm very confused by that.
Yeah. Well, in a season like NFL football, you're going to get one or two of these games a year. And it just so happens, for the Packers, this one happened in opening week of the season. Everything's more magnified. This happened in the middle of the season when, you know, you put you're 5-1 or you're 7-1, something like that. Then you say, okay, let's just kind of flush this away. I suggested that last night on the broadcast to John Kuhn after the game. And he said, no, this is, if you're 8-1, maybe you flush it away and you just go on to the next game. But this one, you want to make sure this sinks in a little bit. At least that's what he said. And I would defer to his opinion in that regard.
Well, and the disappointing thing is this is what you've been working for all offseason for the first game of the season. Yeah. And Aaron talked about afterward in the press conference, well, everyone was lacking. There was a lack of energy, a lack of focus, a lack of. How is that possible in the very first game of the season? I mean, you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, and yeah. I understand what he's saying, too. Sometimes that just happens. I mean, it's not that you want it to happen, but, you know, I believe in biorhythms. I don't know if you guys do or not. Sometimes in biorhythms, individually, biorhythms for a team, sometimes you just don't have that charge and that energy. Here's the thing that I thought that happened in the ball game, guys. go to the first half. You know, we've got a hot, muggy day. It's not oppressively hot, but it's very muggy. And the Saints in that first quarter dominated. I mean, they went on a nine-play, 49-yard drive to a field goal. Then they go 15 plays, 76 yards to a touchdown. 15 plays, 83 yards to a touchdown. The Packers in that first half totaled 18 plays. The Saints, 39 plays. The Saints had the football 13 more minutes than did the Packers in the first half. And here's the thing about that is this. Defense is played with a lot of energy and intensity, that kind of thing. You get tired on defense quicker in heat like that than you do on offense. And the Packers' defense, I thought, got gassed early on in this ball game.
Yep. Yeah, and then once you go down, once your deficit is that big as a defense, everything changes. And their offense is now being able to do more things. Your defense has to play differently. It was just such a bad, just a domino effect from the very beginning.
Yeah, and often games are like that. Football's like that. Nick, there's a domino effect to the whole thing and the way a game plays out. And that was the start of it. And I just thought the second drive by New Orleans, really, that was where, wow, you sat there and said, I don't know if this is going to get better. You hoped it would. And in the second half, I think Rodgers mentioned it. They came out, they had their longest drive of the game, 10 plays, 55 yards, ends in an interception. You know, with the score being what it was at the time, that may have been really where the game was over at that point.
Yep. All right, 7:19. We'll take a quick time out and more Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrabee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Snap on second down. Rodgers under pressure immediately. Shovels it forward. He's got Jones across the 35 out of bounds near the 30-yard line. You talk about improvisation. I mean immediate improv. Malcolm Jenkins forced Jones out of bounds. 31-yard line of New Orleans. Gain of 7.
That was a great improv play, Wayne, but Aaron did look a little bit out of sorts yesterday, didn't you think?
You know, I'm not quite sure I could put my finger on it, but he just didn't look like himself in the pocket, and maybe it was just the way the game was playing out, but, you know, 15 to 28, 133 yards, two interceptions, and a passer rating of 36.8. Boy, that's rare territory for Aaron Rodgers, you know, in a bad way, unfortunately. But, you know, again, when you looked at that game, the conversions for the Packers, one of the reasons why it was out of whack, they're 1-for-10 on third down conversions. They had 3 turnovers in the game. That's so unlike whom they were a year ago, where they were second in the league in third down conversions at almost 50%, and they had the fewest turnovers in the league with, I believe, 17. So, you know, they were just out of character in that regard in yesterday's game.
The fourth down situation seemed to be overcompensating a little bit for the end of last year. There's a point in the third quarter where we could have kicked a field goal and made it 17-6. Instead, we again tried to go for fourth down. Take the points at that point, and you still got yourself a ball game, do you not?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I mean, but I think with the way the game was playing out, Murph, I think the coaches probably felt that, hey, listen, you know, we need to get 7 here. We need to really get ourselves back into the game. A field goal wouldn't do us a whole lot of good at that point in time. And they felt confident, you know, with the team they have, the offensive team they had, that they could pick it up. But they weren't, you know, it was interesting because Matt mentioned this after the game. They were kind of out of whack in a lot of different areas. They were throwing the ball a little bit too much. But they only had 15 rushing attempts, and they weren't getting anything done on the ground. I mean, A.J. Dillon later in the game had some nice runs. But Aaron Jones, 5 carries, 9 yards, and Jones had 2 catches for 13. Boy, you needed a big game from a guy like that. And unfortunately, they were unable to. You know, I think it goes back to the first quarter. I think it just goes back to the fact that your offense basically sits the entire first quarter and really doesn't get a chance to feel its oats, to get out there on the field and run some plays. Until almost the second quarter, and that really just threw everything out of whack, in my opinion. By then, you're down, like you said, by 17 or something like that, and you know, now you're at a different type of mindset.
Well, the nice part is they weren't good for 1 week, or 1 weekend, really. I mean, it's to the point now where, for those guys, they'll think about it maybe a little bit more today, but then they're on to the next, so you sort of have to just move forward, and almost like Major League, let's see how they respond. Now, at this point, let's see what happens in week 2. You got to get on to the next opponent.
Well, Matt LaFleur has always mentioned this during the seasons that he's been here. He says, you know, at some point you got to face adversity and see what you've got, see what kind of a team you have. And guys, every team is different. I mean, we alluded to how they were so good on third downs last year and how they were so good on fewest turnovers last year and all that stuff. That's last year. This is a different ball club, and every year the team is different. Every year it has different tendencies, even if most of the same players are back, which is the case for the Packers. So they're going to face a little adversity, and they're facing it early this season, and we're going to see what they have, and I think they'll answer it in the affirmative. I think they'll come out with a good ball game against Detroit, and then we're really going to see what they've got when they go to San Francisco.
Well, perhaps, and on the bright side, Wainer, we're still in first place.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, that's what I said last night when I was watching the Rams game.
Yeah, darn right. Hey, and by the way, congrats on your Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, well deserved,
cool.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
We're honored to work with a Hall of Famer every Monday right here on WIXX. Wayne, have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you. That's the Monday night game next. So next Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Talk Tuesday. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
You too, bud. Thank you. That'll do it for Talking Football and I.